So we're talking with Jordan Dale of 350 Rockland, New Jersey. And Jordan is up in the state capitol this week trying to convince the state legislature to pass legislation to divest the state pension funds from fossil fuels. Jordan, why is it important that the state legislature act on this proposal?
I see three reasons. One, the fossil fuel industry is the primary cause of climate change, and it is wrong for the state to be trying to make money on an operation of business that's destroying the planet. Two, our federal government has abdicated all leadership on the issue of climate change, so it's important on the state level that we take leadership. And three, because the whole world is transitioning from fossil fuels to renewables, fossil fuels is a bad investment right now. It's expected to lose value, and it already is losing value. It's the worst performing sector in the financial markets, so it's foolish to have New York State money tied up in billions of dollars of fossil fuel investments.
Now, New York City has indicated that it plans to divest, and Governor Cuomo has come out in favor of the state divesting. In fact, he's divesting some other smaller state funds. But Tom DiNapoli, the state controller, just seems very adamant. He wants to keep investing in Exxon and other companies so he can engage in shareholder advocacy to solve climate change. What do you think of Tom DiNapoli's strategy?
I think it's absurd. Shareholder action cannot change the basic mission of a business, and the basic mission of the fossil fuel industry is to extract fossil fuels from the ground and bring them to market to be burned. So no amount of shareholder action is going to have an impact on what really matters for the planet. At the same time, it's a very risky tactic that he's taking because the fund is losing money. There's a study that shows that it lost $22 billion over the past 10 years as compared to what it would have made if it had divested from fossil fuels 10 years ago. That's only going to get worse.
Now, Senator Krueger and Assemblymember Ortiz have added legislation the last couple of years to divest. The state pension fund has, 30, 40 sponsors, but hasn't moved anywhere in the state legislature. What are some of the resistant points?
Well, the fossil fuel industry has succeeded at maintaining its prominence in American politics by spending lots of money. It is highly influential. Contributes to campaigns, it invests in disinformation campaigns, and it's very powerful. So there's a reluctance on the part of elected officials to take it on.
I know the legislature's planning hearings, I believe on April 30th, about the issue of divestment. You know, what are you trying to do in order to change sort of the politics at this point and actually, you know, get the state to divest?
Well, we need to wake up about climate change. The UN report says that we have 12 years to dramatically change the way we live if we want to avoid a climate catastrophe. And that means we can't continue to do business as usual. And that's the case in a whole lot of different issues, but one of them is fossil fuel investment. We've got to stop providing money for this industry, and we've got to start treating this industry like the bad actor that it is.
And if people want to get more information about the divestment campaign, how can they do so?
Our coalition is called Divest New York, so divestnewyork.org is the website.
Thank you very much. Jordan Dale with 350 New Jersey, Rockland. And this is Mark Dunley for WOOC. We're here with Charlie Bowman of the Environmental Justice Task Force of the Western New York Peace Center, and we're here at the Senate hearings on climate change. Charlie, what's the message you want to deliver to the Senate today?
We need to get to 100% renewable energy, ASAP. We can no longer delay. The world can no longer delay on this, and New York State has to do its part to get to 100% renewable energy within New York State as soon as possible.
And, you know, how well do you think the governor is, you know, presently doing on that task?
He's dragging his feet and any other baggage that he picks up. He's not doing very well on it. And in December, he floated an idea of just taking the electrical sector, which is only roughly 15% of our emissions, and cleaning that up to some extent by 2040. That won't even touch the top of the problem. I mean, we need to go after transportation, which is the huge, huge problem, huge emissions in New York State, and roughly 33%, and heating and cooling for buildings. We need to do geothermal or air source heat pumps for those, and we need to tighten up the buildings, and that would take care of another 30%. So those three sectors, electricity, building, heating and cooling, and burning gasoline, mostly gasoline and diesel, if we took care of those and we stopped buying fossil fuel cars in New York State and replacing those with battery electric vehicles, that would really be a huge plus for New York State.
Thank you, Charlie. Next, we catch up with Sue Yu Smith of the Rochester People's Climate Coalition. Sue, what's the message you hope to deliver today?
Well, first I want to thank the Senate committee for having hearings on climate change. It's long overdue. And then I want to encourage them to have a much stronger, much faster time frame for moving to 100% carbon-free economy. And we need to picture what that transition is going to look like. And I feel that sometimes our community isn't thinking through what those steps are. So to eliminate fossil fuels, we need to move all of our transportation off of gasoline-powered, diesel-powered transit, more public transit, electrify what we need to electrify, which is pretty much everything, and ensure that that electricity is coming from clean, carbon-free sources. At the same time, the other third of the emissions for climate change are coming from our buildings, from heating them, and so I'd like to see much more aggressive efforts to retrofit buildings, making them much more energy efficient, and at the same time incorporate fuel switching, where you stop utilizing natural gas or oil and you switch to air source or ground source heat pumps that are powered with clean, renewable electricity. And we know that Professor Jacobson and others have analyzed the needs in our state, and we know that this is technically and economically feasible. It'll be very beneficial to our economy. We can put a lot of people to work, and we can lead the nation in achieving a sustainable infrastructure.
So talk next with Jim Anderson from Buffalo, who's with both Citizen Action and Peace Action of New York State. You know, Jim, what would you like to see the legislature and the governor do this year on climate?
Well, I want them to pass the CCPA because it will give us a lift that is needed in the disparaged communities, what they refer to as disadvantaged communities. It would also give us an instrument to hold the big dogs accountable, the profit-making energy sources and those that want to take advantage of communities that are facing economic strife. And I think that the creativity in this bill brings together the upstate, downstate collective climate justice advocates who will look out on behalf of the community. So I think it's necessary for that.
You know, one of the big things, of course, about any climate action, a Green New Deal, is the whole job creation potential. I know Buffalo needs jobs. You know, what are some of the things you'd like to see in terms of bringing more jobs into, you know, all communities, but communities of color and low-income communities?
Well, I think, first of all, having support to ensure that the jobs will come through. This is the great thing about the possibilities of the CCPA, is that if we had it in Buffalo when the whole Tesla Buffalo Billion situation was going down, we might have had more accountability, more transparency, and real engagement, getting citizens and folks from, again, disparaged parts of the city into those jobs. I think also it opens up an opportunity for what I like to frame as civic science and the creativity that is spurring from the grassroots up about more healthier ways that link and connect to the renewable and clean energy approach that we're in.
This has been Mark Dunley for WOOC.